Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues from biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Well, today is day 77 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, and our topic for today is I Dare You to Live. I Dare You to Live, and we are coming from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can order your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal from our website at feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, and I'm reading from the KJV. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he, meaning God, said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, this ought to be doing something in your spirit right now. I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Woo! Wasn't that powerful? Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. I dare you to live. Now make this personal unto you. Repeat after me. I dare me to live. Point at yourself. Say it again. I dare me to live. Hallelujah. Now we are working our last 100 days remove all clutter challenge, where we are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our most fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. We are not only making this world a better place, but each of us a better person. If you are behind in this challenge, you need to catch up. Go to feeldefire.com and you'll be able to hear every broadcast of the challenge that you have missed, as well as to order your last 100 days remove all clutter challenge journal. Now, you're supposed to be working this with accountability partners. For example, your friends, your spouse, your family members, your Bible study group, your girls club, whomever. So make sure that you are doing that as well. The journal has distinct places to do everything that I'm telling you to do. So here we are on day 77, and we are in the book of Ezekiel. And so today, the Lord has brought us to this point where he needs to ensure that we understand the significance of not only working this challenge just to remove the clutter, but understanding that as we remove the clutter, this allows us to live again. Wasn't that powerful? For us to understand that as we remove the clutter, this allows us to live again. And not only to live, but to live in our optimal of being. In other words, to live our best lives now. Every day. About a week ago in the challenge, I taught you the importance of seasons and how seasons change, but how as Christians we are able to enter into an everlasting, overarching season of victorious living. If you're not caught up on the challenge, you've missed that, so you got to go back and catch up. So now here today, we are in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. And the Lord is speaking to Ezekiel to prophesy to these dry bones, wherein he takes him into what's known as the Valley of Dry Bones today. And he lets Ezekiel see all of these dry bones just lying there desolate. Lying there dead, lying there because the enemy, the vultures, have come in and they have picked off the flesh. The worms have come out and devoured the carcasses. Why? Because they were dead. And so the Lord says to Ezekiel, now look at this. Look at all you see here. You see nothing but dry bones. Do you believe that these dry bones can live again? And Ezekiel replies to him, well, you're God. So you know the answer to that rhetorical question, Lord. You're asking me, but you are the giver of life. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord, our provider. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. You tell me, Father, can these bones live again? So the Lord says to him, I want you to prophesy to the bones, Ezekiel. I want you to speak to them. And as Ezekiel followed the commandment of the command of the Lord, the bones begin to rattle and shake. They begin to come together. He begin to see flesh come back upon the bones, muscles and tendons. He begin to see cartilage and organs. He begin to see skin covering the bones. And so then the figures of a person rose again. But the thing he noticed is that even though the body had risen again, it was still dead. Because he said, I see this, Lord, but there's no breath in them. So then the Lord said, well, I want you to prophesy to the wind. Speak to the wind, because when you speak to the wind to come back, what you're really doing is calling for my spirit to come forth and to be placed into them. And once my spirit is in them, that's when they shall live again. And not only will they live again, but I'll be able to place them into their own land, into their own purpose, their own place, their own destiny. I will be able to place them into that place called now. The now meaning the place that I have ordained for them to live at their best selves. Not to live subpar, not to live settling for less, not to live in a state of depression, not to live in a state of low self-worth, not to live in a place of abuse, not to live in a place of brokenness, disparagement, disparity, nor despondency, not to live in a place of degradation, nor denigration, not to live in a place of below whom I have purposed them to be. But I will place them in their own land, their own place of ownership and empowerment, their own land, their own place of good health and more than enough, their own land, their own place of wholeness, healing, and completeness, their own land, their own place of joy and victory, their own land, their own place of everlasting joy, everlasting peace, their own place of prosperity, their own place of exceeding abundantly. And then that is when they shall know that I, the Lord, have done it. Well, Ezekiel, you know, he's surprised because he's saying, you said that these are your chosen people. You mean the same people that you brought out of bondage, the same people that you've opened doors for, the same people who saw you bring the 10 plagues, the same people who saw you open the Red Sea, the same people who saw you close that sea upon their enemies, the same people who saw you bring down manna from heaven, that same people who have seen you do miracles after miracle, you mean that they have lost hope? You mean those are the ones who are in the grave? You mean those are the ones who are despondent? You mean these same people listening to this broadcast who have seen you work miracle after miracle in their lives, these are the people that have lost hope? These same people whom you awaken this morning, clothed in their right minds, able to get up and go do things, able to have life, a place to stay, whether it's a mansion, whether it's an apartment, whether it's a duplex, you mean they have a place, shelter over their heads? Those same people are the ones who have lost hope? Those people whom you have blessed day after day after day after day after day after week, after month, after year, after decade, all of their lives, these are the people that have lost hope. Yes, the Lord says, I don't know why they've forgotten what I've done. I don't know why they've forgotten my power. I don't know why they have forgotten that I am that I am. I don't know how they could have forgotten, but they have. So today, the Lord says, Evangelist Rossi, I need you to speak to those dry bones. I need you to encourage them and resurrect them as they remove all spiritual and natural clutter, because I want to place them in their best lives now. So today I speak to you that you can live again. I dare you to live. I dare you to praise God. I dare you to worship Him. I dare you to honor Him. I dare you to let your faith be renewed this morning, that God is answering your prayer. At whatever time of day you're listening, I dare you to live again. I dare you to take hold of who you are, your destiny. I dare you to believe that God created you to live your best life. I dare you to believe that you are more than enough. I dare you to believe in you again. I dare you to stand up to the devil. I dare you to claim your family back, your life back, your friend back, your marriage back. I dare you to claim your children back. I dare you to claim your job, your career, your finances. I dare you to claim your victory back again. I dare you to live today. I dare you to speak over your mother, your dad, your sisters, your brothers. I dare you to speak life back into your children. I dare you to speak over your aunts and uncles and cousins. I dare you to speak over your grandparents. I dare you to live today. I dare you to cast out demons from your household. I dare you to cast out depression. I dare you to live again today. I dare you to speak over every situation, every attack of the enemy. I dare you to bind it in the name of Jesus. I dare you to live again today. I dare you to understand that you're the head and not the tail. I dare you to believe that God has done exceeding abundantly above all everything you can ask or think. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to live today. Hallelujah. Our time is run. This is only 15 minutes. We got to go into prayer. Then I'm going to give you the altar call, your task for today, and we're going to end with our song for today. Come on and pray with me, brothers and sisters. Keep praising God. Just say, I dare myself to live. Speak it out in the atmosphere. I dare myself to live. Come on, get some strength behind that thing. I dare myself to live. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We repent of having forgot who you are. We repent of our loss of faith. We repent of our doubt. Father, we ask forgiveness because we forgot that you're that same God who has made way, opened doors in our lives. You're that same God who's worked miracle after miracle after miracle. How could we have forgotten who you are? How could we doubt? How could we be depressed? How could we have lost hope if we really knew who you were? Father, we ask forgiveness, and right now, we come living again. We believe that you are breathing into us right now. You're rejuvenating us right now. Your spirit, your spirit, your spirit, live, 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 you are saying. I resurrect you. Live, 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 you are saying. I resurrect your family. Live, live, live. I resurrect your finances. Live, live, live. I resurrect your health, your children, your church. I don't care if they're in the hospital, incarcerated, on drugs, homeless, in the streets. I say live, live, live right now. I don't care what's going on. I say live, live, live right now. I don't care if you've been fired or laid off. I say live, live, live right now. I don't care what's going on. I say live, live, live right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening, whether it's right now or later on today, that living God, who they've caught hold of that breath of you, that second wind of you, and now they are an exceeding great army, able to conquer every attack of the enemy. In Jesus' name, we pray that everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Continue to praise him as I give our altar call, give you your task for today, and then we're going to end. Hallelujah. If you're not saved or you are backslidden, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Ask the forgiveness of my sin. Ask you to create in me a clean heart. Come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you go into Sunday school, church, Bible study, that you're tuned in with me every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. live or hearing the broadcast after 8 a.m. on my website at feelthefire.com so that you can stay rooted and grounded in the Word. Now, let me give you our task for today. Today's topic, day 77 of the last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, is I dare you to live. Your task for today is to speak life, prophesy to everything that you let die. Write it down in your journal, whether it's a situation or a name, including yourself. Write it down and then call it out and speak it out that I speak life to you, dry bones. I speak the breath of the Lord in you today that you live again. And now you move forward in that. All right. Go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. There you can get all the information you need about me. You can order your journal. You can follow me on Facebook from there, at Rossi Williams. Share this broadcast with at least 5 people, and I'll see you again in the morning. All right. Our song for today is Revolution by Kirk Franklin. Because the Bible said in Ezekiel, once you lived again, you are an exceeding great army.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say? Come on. Come on! it won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother. Don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm giving
really
it, brother.
Say we move too much, you do too much. And if the step against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing, I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me. They try to shake me, they try to buzz me. But they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child